Lesson 5, fifth lesson. Our sitting room.
Let's have a look at this picture of our sitting room. As you come into the room, you notice a piano with a low music stool in front of it. Next to the piano is a tall bookcase standing against the wall. On the left is a large window. Under the window there's a radiator, but you can't see it because it's behind the settee. On the settee there are two cushions. The fireplace is at the other end of the room. On each side of the fireplace there's an armchair. An old lady is sitting in one of the chairs, but nobody's sitting in the other one. It's empty. In the centre of the mantelpiece there's a clock, and above it an oval mirror. On the right you can see a standard lamp.
Opposite the fireplace you can see a small table with an ashtray and some newspapers on it. By the table there's a small chair. On the extreme right there's a radiogram. The floor is covered with a beautiful thick carpet. An electric light is hanging from the middle of the ceiling. At night, when it gets dark, we switch on the light and draw the curtains. During the day, the light comes in through the window.
Lesson 6, sixth lesson. Conversation between teacher and student.
Is there a bookcase in our sitting room?
Yes, there is.
Are there any books in it?
Yes, quite a lot.
How many are there?
I don't know. I haven't counted them.
Where's the window?
On the left of the piano.
What is there under the window?
A radiator.
Can you see it?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because it's behind the settee.
Is the mirror round or square?
Neither. It's oval.
Is there anything on top of the radiogram?
No, nothing at all.
There's something on the small table, isn't there?
Yes, there's an ashtray.
Isn't there anything else on it?
Yes, there are some newspapers.
Are there any armchairs in the room?
Yes, there are two.
You can see somebody sitting in one of them, can't you?
Yes, an old lady.
Is anybody sitting in the other chair?
No, nobody. There isn't anybody sitting on the settee either.
Do you like our sitting room?
Yes, I do. Very much.
I'm so glad. Everybody does.
Lesson 7. Seventh lesson. Comparisons.
Now, let's compare our sitting room with the baker's. The Bakers are friends of ours. They live next door to us. Our room is a little larger than theirs, and it has more furniture in it. As you see, there's no wireless set in Mr. Baker's room. There isn't a bookcase either. Mine is in my sitting room, but his is in his study. My wife keeps her music in the music stool, but Mrs. Baker keeps hers in a separate cabinet near the piano. You can also see that theirs is a grand piano, whereas ours is an upright. Both my wife and Mrs. Baker are very fond of music, and both play the piano very well. But my wife doesn't play as well as Mrs. Baker. Mrs. Baker not only plays much better than my wife does, but she's the best pianist in the district. I don't play the piano, but I play the violin.
There's no settee in the baker's sitting room. And there are no small chairs. However, they have three easy chairs, whereas we have only two. In their room, they have an electric fire. But we, like most English people, have a coal fire. Sometimes we burn logs of wood instead of coal. The bakers have two vases on their mantelpiece, as well as a clock, and over the mantelpiece they've got a beautiful picture painted by a famous artist.
Lesson 8. Eighth lesson. Another talk.
Well, you've learnt quite a lot about our sitting room and the baker's. And now I'm going to ask you a few questions about them. Tell me, whose sitting room do you like better, the baker's or ours?
I don't think there's much to choose between the two. But on the whole, I prefer yours.
I'm glad to hear that. Of course, their furniture is more modern than ours. You see, they haven't been married as long as we have, so they bought their furniture more recently than we did. Don't you think that's a very fine picture the bakers have over their mantelpiece?
Yes, I can't help admiring it whenever I look at it. I should think it must be very valuable.
And what do you think of the piano?
I think it's a very fine instrument indeed.
By the way, do you play the piano?
I'm sorry to say I don't.
Does your wife?
Oh, yes, she does. And very well, too.
Lesson 9. Ninth lesson. Visitors.
It's Saturday afternoon. There's a knock at the door. Our neighbours, Mr. and Mrs. White, have arrived. The maid opens the door and lets them in. She shuts the door and shows them into the lounge. We greet them, shake hands with them, and ask them to sit down. A few minutes later, we hear a ring at the door. It's Betty Smith, my wife's niece. She's just arrived from the country, and she's going to stay with us over the weekend. She kisses her aunt, who introduces her to the Whites, and we all sit down. The ladies talk about the weather and the latest fashions. We men discuss politics, business, and the latest news. Presently, the maid brings in the tea on a trolley, a pot of tea, cups and saucers, hot water, a jug of milk, and sugar. Also, sandwiches, bread and butter, jam, and cakes. My wife pours out the tea. I hand it round. My niece passes round the sandwiches and cakes. We all enjoy the tea very much.
Lesson 10. Tenth lesson. Afternoon tea.
Good afternoon, Mrs. White. How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you. And how are you? Oh,
quite well, thank you. Won't you sit down? Oh, excuse me, please. I think that's my niece at the door. Hello, Betty, dear. I'm so glad to see you. You do look well. I don't think you've met each other before. Let me introduce you. This is my niece, Miss Smith. Mrs. White, Mr. White.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And now let's have some tea. How do you like your tea, Mrs. White? Strong or weak?
Not too strong, please. And one lump of sugar. I like my tea rather sweet, but my husband prefers his without sugar.
Well, what's the news, Mr. White? How's business?
Pretty good, thank you. And how are things with you?
Well, not too good, I'm afraid. And going from bad to worse. In fact, it's the worst year we've had for a long time.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope things will soon improve.
Yes, let's hope for the best. And how's your nephew Richard getting on?
Oh, he's getting on quite well, thank you. He's staying in the country just now with his Uncle William and his cousins.
How long is he going to stay there?
I don't know exactly, but he's having a very pleasant time, and it's doing him a lot of good. So the longer he stays, the better. Lesson 11. 11th lesson. The Browns' dining room.
In the dining room, we have our meals. Breakfast in the morning, lunch in the middle of the day, tea in the afternoon, and supper or dinner in the evening. Here you see Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, who've just arrived from abroad and are having dinner with the Browns. The host, Mr. Brown, is sitting at the head of the table, and the hostess, Mrs. Brown, is at the other end. Mr. and Mrs. Thompson are sitting on either side, facing each other. The dining room table is covered with a white cloth. The maid has laid the table in the usual way and has put the right number of knives, forks, spoons, and glasses for each person. There's also pepper and salt, oil and vinegar, and mustard. On the left of each person is a table napkin and a plate with a roll on it. In front of the host, there's a carving knife and fork. On the sideboard, the Browns usually have a bowl of fruit. Apples, pears, plums, cherries, grapes, oranges or bananas, according to the season. The mistress of the house has just served the soup. After this, there'll be fish, meat or poultry with vegetables, then a sweet, and perhaps cheese and biscuits to finish with.
Lesson 12. 12th lesson. Dinner table talk.
Good evening. I'm so glad you were able to come. Dinner's ready. Let's go into the dining room. Mrs. Thompson, will you sit here on my left? And you, Mr. Thompson, there. How long have you been in London?
Oh, only a few days. Since last Monday, to be exact. And I'm sorry to say we have to return tomorrow week.
Is this your first visit?
It's my wife's first visit, but I've been here several times before. I have to come over at least once a year on business, and I feel quite at home in London.
What do you think of London, Mrs. Thompson?
I beg your pardon, I didn't quite catch what you said.
I was asking what...
I think it's a wonderful place. There always seems to be something interesting to do.
And how do you like our weather?
Well, it's rather changeable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But on the whole, it's not so bad once you get used to it. Will you have some more chicken?
No, thank you.
What about you, Mr. Thompson?
Yes, please. Just a little. It's delicious.
I'm so glad you like it. And now what sweet will you have, Mrs. Thompson? There's apple tart and cream or chocolate trifle?
Trifle for me, please.
And you, Mr. Thompson?
Trifle for me, too, please.
Lesson 13. 13th lesson. My bedroom.
At night, when I feel tired and sleepy, I go up to my bedroom and switch on the electric light. I take off my shoes, undress, and put on my pajamas. Then I get into bed and switch off the light. After a few minutes, I fall asleep. I sleep the whole night through. Punctually at 7:30 in the morning, the alarm clock rings and wakes me up. I get out of bed, put on my dressing gown and slippers, and go into the bathroom, where I turn on the hot and cold taps. While the water's running into the bath, I wash my face and neck, clean my teeth, and shave. My shaving things are on the shelf above the basin. Then I turn off the taps and have my bath. Sometimes I have a shower. When I've dried myself with a towel, I get dressed. On the dressing table in front of the looking glass, you'll see a hairbrush and comb, a hand mirror, a bottle of scent, and a powder box. These, of course, don't belong to me, but to my wife. In the chest of drawers, I keep clean linen, such as shirts, collars, and handkerchiefs, besides things like socks and ties. The dirty linen is put in a linen basket and sent to the laundry. In the wardrobe, I keep my suits and other clothes, which I hang on coat hangers.
Lesson 14. 14th lesson. Morning and evening.
What time do you get up as a rule?
Generally about 7:30.
Why so early?
Because I usually catch an early train up to town.
When do you get to the office?
Normally about 9:00.
Do you stay in town all day?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't.
What do you usually do in the evenings?
We generally stay at home. Once or twice a week we go to a theatre or to the pictures. We went to the pictures last night and saw a very interesting film. Occasionally we go to a dance.
Do you like dancing?
Yes, very much. Do you dance?
I used to when I was younger, but not very often.